I'm talking to Amy Sharrocks, who is an artist who's put on an amazing exhibition, the Museum of Water, in Somerset House in the basement. And it's all about, well, do tell us.
I have a collection of bottles of water that people have given me over the last year and a half. And I'm collecting for the next year. And essentially, Museum of Water is an invitation to bring me water to spend time with it, to really pay attention to how we feel about it and how we use it. And to consider for ourselves, each one separately, what water is most precious to us.
How many people have done this?
I have 486 bottles in the collection as of today.
Amazing. And do you have any favourites?
Well, I don't have favourites in that. I couldn't have a favourite child. But I do, there are bottles that I like very much. And sometimes when people have gone to extraordinary efforts to get the water that they've chosen, it does resonate and it does show. So somebody was in Croatia and she went for a swim to an island and she looked at the swim that she was invited to go on and she thought it was almost too far for her capabilities, but she wanted to accept, so she went and she stuffed a bottle down the front of her swimming suit, a plastic bottle, and brought me water from the midway point of the swim. Which I just love, that point of no return. The point of commitment as well, to go on, when it's as far as to go on as to go back. So I thought the point of no return was a conceptual place, and now it's a real place, and I have water from it to prove it.
Gosh. Now, there's a Frankenstein connection to this exhibition. Tell me.
And I hear a Munch scream connection, which is very exciting as of this morning. One of the lovely things that happens in this museum is the bottles aren't complete when they arrive. You think that the person who gives them might know everything about them, but actually the bottles and the water story changes as people arrive in the museum and comment on it. We are as faithful to the words that we hear later on as to the original givers. So a man from the British Antarctic Survey brought me an ice core from 1817 at the bottom to 1814 at the top. And in 1815 he told me that Tambora, this huge volcano, erupted and filled Europe with all this stuff in the atmosphere that wiped out the summer the following year in 1816, and for 10 years afterwards gave freezing, freezing winters. And he talked about Charles Dickens' childhood of freezing winters, but having influenced his work and all those cold people dying of exposure in his novels. But then somebody else came and said, well, 1816, the year of no summer, that was the year that Mary Shelley writes Frankenstein, because they go away for the summer, she and Shelley and Byron, and they can't go out. They can't go walking because the weather's so bad. So they stay in and tell each other ghost stories. And I thought this was extraordinary enough. And then this young man arrives today and he goes, yeah, but it's also Munch's scream. That's the year where the sunsets are blood red and so extraordinary, Munch is moved to paint them and paint the scream. So the sense that Frankenstein is in a freezer with a young boy's snowballs and this scream is pretty cool.
But and she wrote Frankenstein because of the cold weather, is that right?
Yeah, they couldn't go out. They had to entertain each other with ghost stories is how they found their entertainment for that whole summer. So she writes about it and everyone's telling ghost stories to keep up, you know, to keep everybody enthralled and interested, and she can't think of one. So I think it takes her a week, and then she suddenly thinks, the ice on Lake Geneva. Somebody said, I thought it was Italy, but apparently this man this morning says it was Geneva. The ice on the Lake Geneva gave her ideas for the polar ice caps.
And what's the oldest water you've got? How, in terms of years since it was first spawned?
It's funny, I have a few waters that are memories of waters that have evaporated after 24 years. I have a few bottles that have been kept. People have kept their own collections for many, many years, 10, 20, 30 years in the collection. But the oldest water that I have was given to me also by the man in the, from the British Antarctic Survey, and he said he'd collected it from an ice core that was 129,000 years old, from 649 metres.
Can you make sure I missed some noise? 129,000 years old.
Beggars belief, doesn't it?
Amazing.
This sense of it's almost beyond my imagining to even imagine a world and what that would be like, of what it was like when he got it, when that snow, when that ice was here. But yes, 129,000 years old, he dug it up from this ice core machine that he has that goes hundreds of metres below the surface. 649 metres to be exact for those.
Amazing. Well, I could go through the hundreds of bottles because they all have a story, and I recommend anybody to go and catch it before the end of the month when it finishes. But there's something else amazing about you. You once swam in the Tyburn River.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? It's so exciting. I can't believe it now. But when I was about 9 years old, there were these massive floods in London, and I remember our cat. The basement totally got flooded in about 6 foot of water, and our cat came floating out on its basket in this little island, totally freaked out. Actually, I remember it sitting down, but that may or may not have been right. And the gutters were flooded, and my mum let me and my brother swim in the gutters. And I did check with my brother the other day, because I just couldn't quite believe. This didn't seem exactly like possible parenting, but also glamorous, glorious parenting in one way. I am so proud. It turns out I doused the Tyburn River not so long ago as a piece called London is a River City, where I group doused all the rivers, not all of them, six or seven rivers of London that lie underneath our streets that are gone. And the Tyburn River flowed right where that gutter was.
Oh,
so
amazing.
I'm thrilled, probably one of the only people in London to have done that.
Yes, terrific. We will have to close now, but tell us, where is the exhibition going to from here?
So in September we go to Denmark, and then I'm hoping we go to Birmingham and then Darlington for the Festival of Thrift. Exciting. Mm-hmm. And so then the museum will change back into these front room cabinets where you this sense of putting your best things on display.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've been invited to Australia, to New York, and to Washington, I hope, too.
Amazing. Well, Amy, thank you very much indeed, and all the very best for the future.